Hello and welcome to episode 52 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me for the potentially conclusion, but probably not, of this adventure.
Sasha Reckon. Wait, no, in the adventure is that, but I'm myself. I'm not in an adventure, I'm sitting in a room.
Sasha, it's an adventure of the mind.
Yeah.
Mind adventure.
Lydia Nicholas, that's who I am, I know that now.
I'm pretty 90% sure I'm Ben Meredith.
James Ross.
The increasingly aged Bryn Monroe.
And for anyone listening, he's just had his birthday, isn't just suddenly realising.
And it was wonderful.
It was amazing.
Everyone had a lovely time. And who are you playing?
Samit? No. Hammett.
Bertie?
Sasha.
Least inspiring intro
if you don't know who we are by now, then...
Don't you know who I am?
5 out of 10 would not recommend for podcasting. Right. So.
Wait, was that our review or was that just your review of Bryn?
Ouch!
So, as it stands, everyone's unconscious. Yay. And will behave themselves lest they never wake up. But again, brief recaps. Ordinators.
Yep.
Mind controlling.
Yes.
Pushing buttons.
Yay.
Yep, turned it off.
Finding elementals.
Yep.
Four of them.
Pushing more buttons.
Well, that just seemed like the thing to do.
Hammered naked and on fire.
Yeah.
Classic Friday night.
Everyone's
it reminds me of Ragweed.
Everything reminds me of Ragweed.
I think that's the most succinct I could possibly get.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, we're now unconscious, attempting to escape from a place that is full of elementals that are fighting underground.
Indeed. Now, all of you, roll me d20s.
Okay. It's just to see what level we are when we wake
yeah.
up.
Yeah, you wish.
What do I add to it?
Nothing.
19.
Okay.
4.
8.
1.
And you have an aneurysm and die.
Awkward.
Well, he didn't look very well, what with the turning brass, so we should have suspected something was up.
He's been knocked unconscious Sasha. Twice in the last, 10 minutes.
That's not good for you. Yeah. That's really not good.
I feel like Giles.
Yeah, in fairness, Archer would have something to say about
in
that.
In fairness, I would point out, unlike most, I don't knock characters out for 20 minutes and have them come to without any kind of anesthesia or something similar.
Amnesia. You said anesthesia.
That was the word.
Anesthesia is actually the 7th undiscovered continent.
I'm really interested by the world that you live in and whether there are 6 preceding undiscovered continents.
Yeah. It's the 7th, undiscovered continent.
No. We're going to stretch these out.
There are
one per
lot
season.
Of them.
We'll find a new undiscovered continent. Right.
Ghost Asia is one of them.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Sasha.
Mum's basement.
You wake up. Rather than being in Ghost Asia, you wake up exactly where you fell down.
Oh, nice.
Everyone else?
Oh, my God. Alex didn't do something horrible to us and we're happy about it.
That's what we're assuming.
Yeah.
Everyone else,
simulations all the way down.
Everyone else is unconscious. As you come to, you begin to realise something.
What?
You have some fresh memories.
Ooh.
In fact, you remember meeting Francois Henri. Oh. But properly meeting him.
Oh dear.
You remember a conversation.
Yep.
You remember trying to have a conversation, very quickly realising that something was wrong with him.
Yeah.
And then you remember one of those corpse things coming in the room. And then basically being led out. And then you remember...
And then telling everyone...
Having a completely different set of memories.
With
yeah.
Him.
You basically can remember, and it's not a pleasant experience, the exact moment where your actual memories were sort of overlaid. It's not a pleasant feeling.
Oh no. Guys, wake up. There's going to be a lot of problems in Paris. Guys. She shakes Hammond, everyone is going
awake?
To... Everyone's going to remember.
What?
Everyone's going to remember what's gone wrong. I remember all the things that the thing was trying to hide from me, right? Right? Everyone that was up there in the building is going to remember
dear.
What's been going on for months and months.
That probably means we won't have to explain quite as much, at least.
Years, even. Think about it.
Just go up. Everyone's like, yes, we are all aware of the situation.
Brock disappeared years ago, and he was put in this thing. So this thing has been distorting the entire world
for a while.
For a long while.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Zolf. Bertie.
How's this Bertie?
Oh, are we out? Oh, my God. What's going on?
Brutal.
What's happening?
Doesn't Brutal remember?
Brutal wakes up. He starts shaking. <him. laughs> Give me a reflex save, Bertie.
13.
Brutal flips out. Completely, you've never seen this side of Brutor. It's the guard dog that whoever bred Brutor wished he was and he never was. He is snarling, he's scraping at you. The only reason he hasn't gone for your throat is because of the armor and he's in a papoose and he can't actually get the angles. He is flipping out, yelling, barking, growling. He is angry.
What's wrong with the dog? What's wrong with the dog?
What? Sort of changes memories to remember that I didn't throw him off a building.
What?
Whoa!
Well, you don't expect a great deal of theory of mind and self-consciousness from a dog, let's be honest.
I don't expect much
the
from
dog
you!
Dog is flipping out on his chest.
Oh, it's literally like, as you're talking, quite metaphorically, over Brutor's head.
Yeah.
He is trying to go for your throat.
Okay, what about these chests? Bertie attempts to soothe Brutor using his incredibly impressive handle and mouth skill.
Just trying to calm
Roll
him
me
down.
A natural 20.
Oh, 13 plus 8 is 21.
He bites your gauntlet as you attempt to soothe him.
But he continues to try and soothe him.
It's not working.
I cast sleep.
What's the DC?
16.
He fails. Brutor goes to sleep against his will.
Right, this is a conversation for later. Let's get out of here first.
Yeah.
Everyone's messed with a dog.
Ooh, boo, hiss. When was the last time
you had a chicken sandwich? Right, light under this. Let's get out of here now.
All right.
Fine.
Everything upstairs is going
to
be...
Yes. Let's be up there to see it instead of dying to elementals. Let's go.
Are there any environmental effects? Are there any obvious... Because we all fell unconscious just outside.
Nope. There are no flames. There is no damage.
Perception. Perception to see if there's a fight going on downstairs still.
Oh, that's a good point. I should probably, it's passive. So.
12.
Mm. 16.
Not a lot.
All is calm and quiet, and there appears to be no damage anywhere that you are.
Right,
I'm
gonna
able to see.
Check.
I think the fight might have ended.
Oh, right.
I'm going to check downstairs.
I wonder how long we were out.
You go check, we'll stay here just in case.
Right.
Let's just...
Right, Mum.
Yeah.
So you're heading back down the staircase.
Yeah, I'm going to peek down the staircase first.
It's dark down there.
Oh, yeah, of course. Bertie, can I borrow your helmet?
Nope. Okay. I'm coming with you, though. The eagle has... falcon has landed. Peers down, and the red from the falcon pauldron goes...
The floor of the area that you... sort of the foyer, let's call it, into the main chamber, is awash with water, mud, and scorch marks and stuff. But it is still... it's not like... maybe a slight ripple, but... And it's only about ankle deep.
Killed 4 elementals. Wonder how much
XP we get from that.
Yeah.
Well, I think technically they killed each other.
Oh, the flame one's leveled up like 6 times.
Yeah.
That's good. He was my favourite.
Right, so they've done each other then.
Looks like.
Seems likely.
Seems it was a good job of mine, thinking that the water might be super effective against the fire one.
Oh, yeah, no, that. Good. Yeah, good thinking. I think you probably stopped us all burning alive, so thank you.
It's all right.
Good job it was earth, wind, fire and water, and not the 4 humours. I wouldn't fancy wading through that.
Oh, the bile's in the blood, no.
And the phlegm.
Oh, I might actually be sick.
Well, we're continuing down the staircase.
Okay.
I'm going to wait at the top with Zolf.
I'm going to wait at the top, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I look pretty badly burned.
I was about to get onto that. I just lean out on... pop him on his shoulder and just...
I back off. I don't let you...
What? You look pretty badly burnt.
Yeah, no, I am. I've got potions, so it'd be fine.
Right.
The bits of the skin that are nearest to the burns are still extremely coppery. The burnt ones don't appear to be burnt skin. They appear to be more like burnt scales. The bits of skin that are furthest from the burns are still human skin, so there's sort of a gradient.
Yep. Been bitten by a radioactive tuber.
Canny honk.
Wasn't one of our iTunes reviewers from someone called Tuber Man?
Oh yeah.
Good memory.
To be fair, well, I went back and listened to all the episodes quite recently.
We're in Paris. It should be a French horn.
That's gone.
That's a trombone, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you've not been in London, it could be a cor anglais. Come on.
Entering into the large chamber, the vault door appears slightly off its hinge, but still wide open.
Yeah, I think we should bolt that door shut.
No desire to have a peek around it first, perhaps?
For, like, stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know what that crystal's worth. It's hard to shift, but...
Strong back, there's no need to necessarily take Mr. Smith with us.
Wait, are you advocating leaving him here or just not taking him to a black market deal? Because the second one, I'll think about.
That is entirely what I was advocating. I wasn't floating any other ideas at all whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm gonna like pretend I didn't hear that.
So heading into the main room, give
I make sure that Bertie goes in first.
Sure,
because
sure.
I don't want him slamming the door behind me.
Both of you give me perception checks.
Bertie's drawing his sword before going to the door.
Ooh, critical fail!
9 minus 1 is 8, so have the eyes and ears of the operation.
I suppose that you've got the light.
So yeah, exactly.
Well, it's a lot of dark. Probably shift this pretty easily. There's a lot of dark markets around.
So, entering the room, you see that anything apart from the actual room itself mm-hmm. has been trashed, totaled, and reduced to scrap. The rails have been torn up from the floor. Mm. However, clearly whoever made this was quite aware that a bunch of huge elementals can probably do a lot of damage. Mm. So the walls, whilst have many fist-shaped thumps in them, mm. appear mostly intact. The rails have been torn up and the central console is a piece of history. However, on the very far end of it, Bertie, you notice... there appears to be a section of wall has been punched in some way. It looks like there was a door there. You are aware that it is when you did your first circuit, it is where you walked past with your natural one.
Yeah.
Going tap, tap, no doors. Oh, that's very door handly looking. Funny that.
Probably just a natural rock formation.
More sickening thing, no one will know because you just failed your critical perception roll, so you can get away with no one knowing how badly you fail to notice a door.
There we are.
It's an unobtrusive one and potentially may have been actually actively hidden, but nonetheless it couldn't withstand that kind of punishment. It was the weak point it gave.
Bertie hears through the hole.
Okay, crossing into the room, looking in.
Does my natural one extend to not noticing that he does that?
It'd take more than a natural one to be unaware of Bertie at any point. Looking down, you see there is a steel staircase. It's a bit mangled, but still traversable, leading downwards at a natural gradient. So it's not super steep, or it's clearly intended for a person. Mm. It is not lit, it's dark.
Wonder how far this rabbit hole goes. Mm.
You see it levels out in barely 15 feet.
I think about barely 15 feet.
However, who knows how far beyond that it goes, in fairness.
Shall we?
You first.
Very well.
So, heading down the stairs, you make it to the part where it levels off. There's a door immediately. Turns out the rabbit hole was quite literally just those sort of 15 feet or so.
Oh, congratulations, Miss Maggot, you're quite correct.
All right.
There is a human-sized metal door, which appears intact.
Seems they didn't make it this far. Unless the air one did, I don't know how much damage. I mean, like...
No, the air one could still be here!
Yeah.
But he draws his sword and starts hacking at the air.
All of this could be the earth elemental as well, like, of the tunnel. I don't really know what...
metal bits.
I don't know what an elemental can do, really. Can it disguise itself as, like, a pond?
The most dastardly of tactics.
Entering the main room, you see a pond. It's really tasteful, and you don't know how it got there.
Would you mind perhaps examining this for traps? Hmm?
All right, that sounds fair. I do so.
Go for it.
That's not a dice, that's a hammered.
It's one there.
Ow! It's a really good roll, and I'm really sorry to say, there's no traps.
Like, there's definitely no traps.
I was tempted to introduce one just to validate it.
So
there is no
the
traps.
Locks... But is it locked?
There's not even a lock.
So you just sort of spend ages looking at it, pouring over this, just perfectly attuned, and then sort of stands up and turns the handle. I fixed them.
Well done. Well done. Thank you.
Fine. Pretty good at that. You're very good at locks.
Shall we? Does that proceed through the door?
Entering in, you see what looks to be a modest... workshop. On the right-hand side, far right-hand side, is a desk. It's fairly large. It has some interesting-looking devices on it, some crystals, things like that, sheafs of notes. It's a mess in here.
I appraise everything.
You see on the exact opposite far wall, a huge... I'm going to call it a conspiracy board. I don't know how else to put it. It's a big board with lots of sheafs of papers and designs upon it and lots of things and threads connecting it, etc.
I'll take a photo using my phone and WhatsApp it to Zolf.
When you say conspiracy board, are we talking like...
By which I mean...
Unabomber conspiracy board, or are we trying to solve a murder conspiracy board?
It's all devices. I merely meant it's a large, complex board covered in lots of papers that are...
But it's the kind of thing that a PI would brood over.
Oh, definitely.
But it's got a Gantt chart as well. So.
And on the far left-hand side is what looks to be an alchemy set. A pretty, you know, top-of-the-line one, actually. And there are papers on the floor. It doesn't look like it's been ransacked so much as inhabited exclusively by a messy person for an extended period of time. Mm. Give me a perception check.
9.
22.
Bertie, you get the lay of the land as I described it. Sasha... You notice there's a definite air of absence here in the sense of there's a lot of dust. It has a certain, like, unrefreshed air quality to it. It's clear that whosoever room this is, take two guesses, hasn't been in here in a while.
I think this was where Francois designed the thing.
Perhaps we should gather up the notes as well as some of this fantastically expensive-looking gadgetry. Hmm?
Yeah, right. Put the alchemy kit in my bag.
There are still liquids in them and things. It's not on the burn or anything. Give me an appraise value for the chemistry side and an appraise check for the desk, which has like a kind of workbench side. So for the chemistry first.
Oh, I only managed a 4, but that's +8, so 12.
Yeah, glass is always expensive. The weirder shape, the better.
Yep. And for the other one, 20.
A 20? Going over to the workbench, you see like a half-constructed thing here, half-constructed thing there. Kind of dribs and drabs. And then you see what looks to be a mostly complete sphere. You remember the sphere that showed you around that initially brought you to the brain chamber?
The thing that was like a very tiny version of the thing in the prison.
You see effectively one of them up close now that you can sort of examine it properly.
Sleight of hand bit in my Tanglefoot bag. Don't want Bertie to see that I got it.
Not your Tanglefoot bag.
That's right, I don't want to put it in the Tanglefoot bag.
Oh,
no! It sounds sticky.
So give me a sleight of hand, to palm it, and Bertie might never know.
10 plus 10, 20.
I'll need an opposed perception check from you.
He's got -1.
7.
Shocker. You successfully palm it. It is roughly the size of a human head. So it's impressive that you managed to sleight of hand it. But nonetheless, it's Bertie. He's still going, this was where a person was. And just like, I'm fine, put that in the bag.
Sasha begins to feel proud of herself, realises the context, and then just doesn't.
I like the idea that you're being really careful to misdirect and stuff, holding something football size. See, his back's to you, and you're just like, oh, well, all right, just ramming stuff in.
Wasting my skills.
The usual glow, the high even, of managing to get away with stuff begins to blossom, and then just... flattens.
What's wrong with you, Bertie?
Sir Bertrand poisons the well of achievement.
The well of resentment that Sasha holds against Bertie gets that little bit deeper.
If you weren't there, it would be the well of loneliness.
So, you successfully take all of the alchemy equipment.
Cool.
You also successfully take a bunch of knickknacks and whatever he was working on and using those bits, which is that sphere.
And then carefully take the notes.
Going through the desk, drawers are full of papers, journals. The board has a whole load of designs on it and stuff. There is a lot of paperwork to the point where it's going to require one of you to carry a big old box unless it all goes in the...
But you take this box.
What?
It's valuable.
Is it? Are you sure?
Yeah, pretty much. It might be some of the most valuable stuff in the world aside from, like, the plans to the simulacrum.
Very well.
Well argued.
Bertie picks up the big box of paper.
What I was saying is... if you take the time to take it off the walls and out of things and put it in a box, there is one there you could do so and have basically the exposition box.
Ah, my favourite box.
Carrying round like loads of... this is basically filing. This is dangerously close to being my day job now.
Yeah.
You don't do it, though. You're looking around for clues. I say, Bertie, look for some clues. Don't touch anything, though, because that might disturb the clues. And then... and then...
a wild clue appears.
Yeah. They're flighty. Don't scare it.
And she files, she puts the stuff. It's already messy, so it doesn't really
matter. It's just putting stuff in a box.
Just a pile of stuff. what looks important, which might not necessarily be necessarily
honestly,
what is important.
Kind of all of it. Like, there's no rhyme or reason to this system.
So just what's on top.
Bertie, you have a big old box.
And Bertie straps the box to his back with the rope from his adventuring kit.
Bruto wakes up and begins snarling and growling and trying to gouge your face.
Bertie attempts to soothe Bruto again using his one.
You will not get another roll. It proceeds to try and bite you again. Cut to Hammond and Zolf.
They've been an awful long time.
I mean, but we would have heard something, like...
Yeah.
If something bad had happened, maybe...
Well, they're just being thorough. That's fine.
Give me perception rolls, both of you.
Ooh, 22.
26.
You both hear the distinct sounds of an angry dog approaching, and Bertie and Sasha appear. Bertie carrying on his back a big old box of stuff.
What is that?
All right, lads. So we found the place that...
Wait. Sorry. I can't quite hear you over the barking. Should we just let Brutus go or knock him out?
I'll try again, I guess. I cast sleep.
Go for it. So the DC to beat is...
16.
He fails. He falls back asleep for a few more minutes.
Right. We should really come up with a better solution.
Get him out of the papoose and let him do what he wants, as opposed to try and control his will because you...
Leave him down here.
Apparently have a lack of human connection, so have
we will take him up to the surface and let him go there.
Right, yeah, these are the... We found the room where maybe Francois Henry...
Oh, really?
Designed it all. So there was stuff like plugged all over the walls. So these papers are systems there. I was thinking that, like, when we find somewhere safe to go, we can go through them and check that it's all turned properly off.
No, just... yeah, maybe, but I would be tempted to just burn it now.
We should read it first. There might be clues to the simulacrum in there as well.
Then we read it here. We don't take it up there. We don't let anyone know about this. We burn it.
Everyone already knows about it.
Yeah, they know about it. They don't know how to build another one.
I agree we shouldn't let anyone else see it.
I don't care who gets hold of this. I don't care if it's meritocracy or anyone. No one gets this.
I mean, it's going to take me a while to read through it all, and I'd like to be somewhere safe, and I don't think it is safe down here yet.
Actually, I think we're probably about as safe.
Well, people might come...
And then they'll blame us.
People will know about it now.
Yeah, that's fine, but people will be up there if we go up there. They'll know about it.
They won't know about this box specifically and what's in it.
Then if we get stopped by people and you haven't found anything, we'll burn it.
Okay. I get to take it off first, right?
Yes.
That seems fair.
Let's put it down. Let's start sorting through.
There's not enough light.
Right, that's a good point.
You guys stay down here and read. I've got some magical limbs to grab.
Oh, yes, same. What? You two can stay here and do our homework, and we'll potter off and go and find some fantastical magical legs.
Right, okay, in which case, I will start reading through and I will talk to you about it.
Okay.
These guys need the light to see by.
Yeah.
Right, would you mind putting the crate down?
Bertie takes the crate off, and Bertie also removes Brutal from the papoose and puts him on a lead and ties him to... Is there something nearby, like any sort of pipe or...
A brain column.
There's huge brain columns. If you were to use a rope, you would be able to tie him to one, but bearing in mind that the columns are wide...
I've got a 100-foot rope. My
you can do it. It's just the look of...
It'll
like,
look really silly. It looks like massive overkill.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting.
Left him outside the world's largest supermarket.
So, as you...
Just popping in to buy some B&H. Don't worry, it's...
As you overkill...
Yeah.
...and head off in search of goodies, Zolf.
Yes.
Moving through the paperwork. Inside, there are a large number of diagrams, some of which, even at a glance, you, Zolf, can recognise without any expertise. There's one that's clearly the room full of brains. There's one that's clearly the generator, eventually. There's a large number of technical drawings which neither of you can make hide nor hair of.
Because, mostly because I can't see them.
Well, you're having it described by a guy who's going, so it's got a pointy bit, and then a kind of a round...
Looks like some kind of valve?
Like, imagine like a horse. You know when you're looking at clouds and you see a horse? Imagine that made of pipes, but also upside down. And like it's,
yeah.
His descriptions are less than helpful. Also, there are a large number of notes. Handwritten, however, it becomes rapidly apparent that there's some kind of cipher, which I do not believe you have the skills to decode. You find amongst it what looks to be a journal as well, but again, it's ciphered. It appears that whilst he had to do diagrams, he was being extremely careful, and you have a large number of probably very useful things that are ciphered, and a large number of diagrams which relate to this. You also start seeing designs that you haven't recognised, but you have enough about you to know that they're definitely related to this, but you don't know what.
Yeah.
So it's designed for stuff that you haven't seen,
but are clearly related.
So yeah, I'm going to start slamming through it quicker now. Anything that's ciphered, I'm just going to say ciphered and put it to the side. Mm-hmm. Diagrams, again, if I recognise it or think it's connected to the machine, I'll go for the machine. Basically, looking for something to do with the simulacrum, if there's any.
Okay, cut to Sasha and Bertie. Are you heading the same way for even any period of it, or are you just splitting up the second that you're outside of the room?
We know where the valuable stuff is.
Yeah, you know where it all is. So
and Bertie has the light.
I really have to follow him.
Okay, well, say that you head towards the room where you first met Mr. Ceiling.
Yeah.
And to fetch the arm.
Yep.
Then, proceeding to walk with Bertie upwards, both of you give me perception rolls.
Critical fail. Again, this is the third critical fail I've rolled on a perception roll the last
time. Bad dice.
Good dice.
19.
Sasha, while he's clomping along, talking about God knows what. Actually, what are you talking about, Bertie? Inane conversation for Bertie. So whether there's someone on the other end of it doesn't really matter.
Is it about
clomp, clomp, clomp. I'm a stealthy horse. Clip, clop, clip, clop.
Sasha
will remain behind him for most of the time and move quietly so that he's not necessarily that sure.
As you are moving your way upwards into the like human inhabited levels, you hear screams. Not the screams of a lot of people in pain, but you hear whimpers, screams, very upset people and lots of them.
Right, there's a lot of people. Can you hear that, Bertie? The screaming. It's what people do when they're in pain. You notice them if you care about people.
I rolled one, right? Yeah. Clip-clop, clip-clop.
His foot suddenly goes...
No, the horse, he's thrown a shoe.
Looking down, you've put your foot through the head of one of the corpse automatons that were wandering around the lower levels. You are now maybe one level below the inhabited ones and not looking where you're going. You just trod into one. It is flat on the ground, apparently motionless.
Ah, whoops.
That'll stain.
Yeah, yeah. But it extracts like in a wrenching motion with a glooping sound.
It's unpleasant for everyone involved.
Yeah,
Bertie, we're getting close to people, right? I don't think that we should see the people. I think that they've had these memories. They're remembering some awful stuff. I don't think we want to pop out. They'll remember us and the fact that we moved through. They might think we're involved in some kind of weird way, which we were. So I guess they kind of have a point. But we could always tell them that we were also being controlled, I guess. I don't think we should go up there.
Very well. Well, then how might we obtain the legs? Or how might we leave this complex?
You are aware that you are able to get to where you are going without running into people, into the empty areas, but it will just take you longer, that's all.
Okay.
Very well, a circuitous route.
Sure. Cut back to Zoltan Hamid.
Yeah, we found a thing that's not just about this.
You recognise amongst all of them certain designs which are definitely reminiscent of the simulacrum, but bits of it. Not like, here is a Vitruvian man and he is made of metal.
It's more some of the same principles have gone into designing both.
Principles, mechanics and so on.
Components.
Right. Yeah. So it's
kind of feels like we're on the edge of an unstoppable revolution in technology. That's lots of people are separately discovering the same sorts of things.
We call it the London Luddites. Go around smashing.
Well, we know this. We
it's
know
a
Francois.
Name than the Rangers, we're still working on the name.
Is it?
Is it?
We'll let the tabloids decide.
Maya, we know Francois Henri contributed to the design of the simulacrum, so we can see some of the.
But we've got nothing.
Some of his
actually relevant, so we might as well just.
I'd like to know what's in them, but I agree. We've got to make sure this doesn't ever.
We're not gonna
get
crack,
recreated.
We're not going to crack this cipher without help, and that.
That's a big risk.
And I think we need to burn this before Sasha and Bertie get back.
Okay.
Cut to Sasha Bertie. You have managed to get hold of the legs in Zolf's room.
I'll keep the arm, you have the legs.
Bertie thinks himself, what if Mr. Smith changes his mind and decides he suddenly wants the legs? No, Miss Racket, I think you should have the legs. They are, after all, the more valuable item. Perhaps I shall take the arm.
The most suspicious thing Bertie has ever done. But then when she thinks that Zolf might want them, then that sort of seems fair.
I love that you're both lying to one another,
yeah.
But from opposite ends of the mirror, so it's like, so we're agreed, yes.
Yes.
Good. Yes, I'm glad.
All right, I'll take the legs. See if Zolf wants them.
That would be a very generous gesture, Miss Rackett. Yes, thank you. I will shake you by the hand. And Bertie holds out the arm to shake her hand.
Sasha looks at it and turns away and continues to walk.
Is there anything else worth taking in the room?
No, in fact, it's willfully austere. It's wherever Zolf chose to set up shop. So unlike Mr. Hi, Mr. Ceiling, can I have a four-poster? Yeah. It's a bit more, a bit graver, a bit more blank right. as a room.
He didn't like decorating much, did he?
What, Mr. Smith? Yes, you're perhaps a mural over here. If you throw pillows, really, really tart the place up. Mm.
Do you actually search?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go through, you give me perception checks.
Ooh.
14. That's good for Bertie.
Only 13.
You find a novel hidden beneath the mattress called When Passions Collide.
I'm putting When Passions Collide on my kit list.
Thought I did that so well.
Oh, it wasn't just under the mattress. Like, he separated slats in the bed. He went the whole hog.
Yeah.
Bertie flicks through it and realises there are no pictures. Oh.
Cut back to Zolf and Hamid. You have made your way through the entire box.
Yeah, so I think we
you've separated it into piles of diagrams. It's readily apparent. Diagrams where you're well aware it's related to this but don't know what it is. Ciphered hand notes, stuff that quite frankly is just probably not even worth it. And a journal, what you presume is a journal. It's the only bound book in there. It's handwritten, but still in the same cipher.
Should we keep the journal, maybe? No. You think all of it?
Well, if that journal turns out to be a handbook and how to create a horrible brain machine, that would be a mistake.
Yes.
And yeah, as I said, I want to get this done before Barry and Sash get back, because this is so potentially valuable, and I don't know if the temptation would be too much of a sneaker leaf of paper or something.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's get it back in the box, and I'll at least give you some light.
Yeah. Presumably you do so, put it all back in the box.
Spark.
It catches. It's a little bit soggy. Maybe spark it a couple of times, but yeah, it starts going up.
Go. Yeah. On the frick to death!
When you got a lighter, you're like, come on.
Just in your hands.
Yeah. The problem with Zolf is he's so close to the edge, I'm worried that not being able to light something immediately is enough to actually snap him at this point. We will skip time ahead. Yep. Sasha and Bertie, you arrive to find Zolf and Hamid huddled around the warm glow of a burning box in the middle of this cavernous room full of the remnants of hundreds of thousands of dead people.
Sasha's going to stop where the light reminds her that these brains are here. And maybe just stand and look there.
So, are we all done?
I believe so. What is all of this burny nuisance over here?
It's too dangerous to let any of this knowledge get into anyone else's hands. We didn't want to risk anyone else building something like this ever again.
And you didn't think perhaps that the reward for returning this to the authorities might be really quite substantial?
I've got no interest in the authorities getting hold of this.
I think the reward for having turned this thing off will be substantial enough.
Mm. Plus the information that we have about the others that it's building beneath Cairo and potentially London. And other cities around the world.
Well, I hope you're correct.
Why don't you let the fact that we've released hundreds of thousands of people and saved a lot of the world from being brainwashed, and maybe that should be your motivation instead of cold, hard cash, Mr. Big Hero? Or do we want to make that your third strike? Because the poo dimension is waiting.
Flaming.
I think it was on fire as well. Sufficiently chastened? Let's get out. I suggest we leave the way that Bertie got in, not having to go through the ordinateurs, because I'm sure there's a lot of activity around there.
I feel like we should face the music, as it were. I think we might be able to help them. They might have questions for us.
Then possibly we go out and tell the authorities, actually, that there might be a lot of distressed people, and then deal with them like that, instead of just walking through them all and having to deal with that, because I... Right,
so the plan is to leave via the catacomb route that Bertie took?
Yes. Mm. Okay. Not one with the hideous monster.
That's fine. Bertie, give me a survival check to remember the route.
What? And then they died.
Two.
Okay. So.
Oh gosh, we get very lost.
Yeah.
Before you head off, Rutor is still currently straining at a leash, well, a rope, wrapped around a brain column. What a weird sentence. As he's trying to get Bertie since he reappeared.
Mm. But you know the way out. You head off. Leave us a trail or something.
Very well. I shall leave an appropriate trail. Presumably there's something in adventurer's kit that allows you
chalk.
Yeah,
chalk. There we go. Chalk. I will mark with chalk.
So Bertie proceeds off in the direction of what is.
So yeah, as you're untying Brutor, he ignores you, but he's just straining the whole way.
I am quite tempted to release him and just let Bertie deal with him.
Well, it's no, not fair on him.
Yeah.
Of all the people...
That's true.
I mean, he's been messed over as much as any of us.
Now, if you were to armour Brutor and send him after him, that would be fair.
Just give him a bomb.
Right. So, right now we're pushing Zolf in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Hamid, do you think that you can take Brutor? Because it's going to be hard carrying Zolf and...
I'll keep him on the leash. It should be all right.
It's like watching a small child take a St. Bernard that wants to play on a walk. Except the St. Bernard's not happy.
Yeah.
It's you can hold on, but...
Yeah,
ooh, ooh.
Yeah no, he's dragging me around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a Pugwiler.
We will skip time ahead.
Yeah.
At the point where we are about to leave. Sorry, Zolf, can I just have a minute?
Oh, yeah.
Put him down, go back in, and say goodbye to a random brain column. And thanks, mate. You saved the world. Yeah, well done. And sorry how it ended. You know, you did good. You did good, lad. That's really all I got. Turns around, heads back out. Doesn't let Zolf see her face.
Cool. I'm gonna go up to Sasha and just whisper very gently. Just before I left the simulation, he left a message for me. He asked me to look after you. He was still. Wanted you to know that.
Yep. Well, you know, it's one of those things, isn't it? You think that you're alone for all those years, and it turns out that you had the best friend there was in the world. It's a shame. It's a shame, but I guess most people don't even get that. So, I'm lucky, really, as it all turns out. Grabs off and keeps walking.
So, I would accelerate time a bit. Bertie, you've strode off bravely into the catacombs, marking arrows. Left, yep. Right, yep. Keep going. The rest of you are following the arrows. In fairness, he seems to be picking a pretty solid route. It's generally moving upwards. The route seems to be coherent. It's not random. He's not leading you to like hard climbs or anything like that. It seems like a really good choice.
I've had three rights relying on it.
Yeah, exactly. Cut to Bertie. Mm-hmm. It's gone swimmingly well. And then you hit a dead end. Flat dead end, unworked stone.
Ah. Now, hang on. But he feels around the wall as if there's going to be some sort of like magical passage. Now, I'm pretty sure there was a book around here, How to Open Secret Passages or something.
It's extremely stone.
But he feels away around the wall and back up the corridor he's just come up.
Okay, you start doubling back on yourself. You are in the depths of the Parisian catacombs with no idea. But you can at least trace your way back to the ordinators if you needed to, because your chalk arrows are...
Yeah, just follow the chalk arrows back in the opposite direction.
When do we meet him coming other way?
So you're walking along, Brutor stops, starts to growl. Then immediately darts forward ahead of you, yanking on the lead. Give me a reflex save.
15.
Yeah, you're fine. He, you know, pulls himself up shirt and he's just growling and dragging you forward again.
Guys!
Really can't help.
Yeah.
Eventually... You hear the unmistakable sound of a morose clip-clop.
Clip-clop, hang on, clop.
Bertie, stay back.
Clippity. What?
Dog's not happy.
What's going on?
Now, I was fairly sure that this was the route. I had it in my mind really very clearly. But it appears that perhaps in the collapse of Mr. Ceiling, that perhaps the catacombs have changed in some way.
In this reality... There wasn't a collapse.
Maybe some sort of big... tectonic plates rubbing against each other.
Maybe... Well, tell you what, let's give you a minute. Why don't you go to your mine shed and see if you can find the route?
Very well.
You just took off face value.
As an extra pliers.
I have no response to this.
I think given the way that it went last time, I tried to go through the... tunnels, and the fact that Mr. Ceiling said that he'd put the thing that hunted us in a safe place as well. Maybe we should go through the one route we do know, which is up into the Ordinators.
Yeah, you're probably right. We'll have to face that, but we're not getting lost down here again.
Don't know if I really trust whatever route Bertie comes up with.
Let's just go back.
I think we should turn around, leaving him in his mine shed.
You start moving back where you came. It is much slower going because the whole... time Brutor is dragging in the exact opposite direction to get at Bertie, so it's slow going. We will skip ahead and say a good like 6 hours since you first set out.
Yeah,
you are back where you started.
Oh, quite a quite tired, Zolf. Sorry.
That's
might
fine.
Need a break. Quite hungry as well. It's been a day or so.
Yeah, I think it's not too far out. And if we get out, we can actually find beds and food and not be in this ghoulish place.
I kind of doubt that. I've still got a booking at the most expensive hotel of the world.
I didn't mean the best beds, but beds.
Just, yeah.
Some beds.
A hotel of some kind.
I just don't want to be surrounded by brains.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can see them all the time.
Yeah. I see brain people.
So you are currently at the section where the work stone becomes unworked stone. So you make slow going, but Brutor, after this long, is finally succumbing to just looking behind him the whole time and making a point of having an issue, but he can't sustain it that long. You head up into the inhabited areas. Mm-hmm. You find many signs of a very rapidly deserted building. Spilt food, spilt drinks, papers left in the middle of the floor, maybe a single bloodied handprint on a wall. Also, there are still a couple of these...
Corpse golems.
Yeah, good way of putting them. A mechanical corpse golem just in the corridors because they were walking around with memories edited on the fly. So one of them has like a letter opener embedded in its head, and someone else appears to have had a good old whack at one, but the place is empty and eerily quiet. So in the abandoned halls of L'Arc d'Ordinateur, I think we will leave you there and return again next episode.
Clip-clop. It's melancholy.
Melancholy.
Solemn.
Yeah.
Quite different from the first time that we saved the world in this specific way.
Yeah.
Well, I just figured that there's all of these horrible emotions that no one really focuses on for extended podcasts. And there's not...
That's what people really want to listen to.
Want sadness, melancholy, and unhappiness.
In conclusion, hope you had fun, guys. Yeah. Bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Now.
Maybe they're going to have a baby steam element.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Kill me!
Okay. You can like shh.
But plus the Earth and Air ones.
And you get Captain Planet.
Yeah, and heart. Heart's what's missing. If we'd left Brutor down
there. Maybe if you hadn't got so many natural ones in your perceptions, you'd have noticed the heart elemental. Yeah. But you didn't, did you?
Yeah, the heart stone.
Took ages to stat up a heart elemental.
The heart elemental was totally eclipsed by the other four.
Oh.
Thank you. Competition.
Thank you. Well, yeah, good for you. Good job it was earth, wind, fire and water and not the four humours. I wouldn't fancy wading through that.
Oh, the bile's in the blood, no.
And the phlegm.
Oh, I might actually be sick.
Thanks for that.
Oh, it's wonderful the way that art has the power to move people. I think that's...
it seems like maybe you should collaborate with Johnny on something with his meat.
No, that can't happen. Okay, so first things first.
Exposition box. It's a lot of stuff. Tells us all the things. Exposition box. No one's going to join in?
Exposition box.
It's got a lot of stuff. Tells you all the things.
Exposition box.
That was fun, but I'd actually like to hear all the things.
I just want a song.
He just took off face Pot. Value.
As in next to the pliers. As in this, no, that's
it's a massive spider.
It's all screwed. That's a spider.
The image of an astonishingly beautiful young paladin flicks across your memory as he is equal parts handsome and god-awful irritating.
Alex
keeps interfering with your thoughts.
What are you doing in this shed?
Alex with the shameless self-insert.
I'm just Mary suing.
In the shed, in Bertie's mind shed, there's like a workbench thing and it's got a drawer in it, and the drawer, and there's a magazine, and the front page of the magazine has got Edward topless on the front page.
Like,
that's where his heart.
All the headlines on the magazine are misspelled.
it's just Sir Magazine, Nobles in the News.
There's not even the hum of air conditioning or anything.
Air conditioning?
Well,
air elementals?
There's not even.
It's just they offer the air elemental a reward and a penalty.
Oh,
it's Pavlovian air conditioning.
Exactly, yeah.